God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, taking this world as it is and not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. When I read that serenity prayer, I was like, yes, this is so good. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I actually never knew there was another part of this prayer. I only read the most popular part. I didn't know there was a second half. And I read all of that and I thought it was just so beautiful. And when I'm reading it, it says, God, grant me the serenity, meaning the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I should not accept, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's so beautiful. When we have peace, we have to learn first to have courage, right? It takes courage to walk in peace and let go of the fear of the unknown. It takes courage to be able to let go of something we have always held on to. It may have been useful and was helping us in a particular season, but it's no longer serving us in our new season, and it's time to let go. And lastly, it takes courage to accept the things we cannot change. And what is this courage we hear so often in poems, scriptures, or from the mouth of the wise? Where can I find it? I looked it up on Google and listened to this. Courage comes from the Latin root cor, which means heart. And the heart is our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. So courage comes from our heart and what makes us push the boundaries and take risks or pursue despite fear, jump not knowing how I will land. Courage. And this, my friends, it is rooted in the heart. You already have everything you need on the inside of you. So in this life, storms and hardships will show up. Peace or serenity acts as our anchor and shields our hearts and minds. Peace anchors our hearts. Not that there won't be a time that you may be tossed back and forth during a storm, because that may happen. What I am speaking about is peace, helping us as an anchor, because in this situation, she should be freaking out, or in another situation, he should be so furious to the point of making some bad choices that otherwise he would ruin his future. Or maybe some being mistreated at school or work. And this peace and wisdom is your guiding light during these trials. God's peace shields our minds, keeping them sound and calm. Knowing this, it encourages me, guys. And what I wanted to talk about last is wisdom to know the difference between what you will accept and what you can or cannot change, and can you tell the difference? Sometimes we feel like we don't have a choice when we face hardships, difficult decisions, current circumstances, and the unknown. There is some good news, because we do have a choice. Wisdom to know the difference is becoming aware. Google's definition is this of wisdom: the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The quality of being wise. I also looked up wisdom in the Bible, and what came up was this. Wisdom is a capacity of the mind that allows us to understand life from God's perspective. That's deep right there. So in the word in Philippians 4, 7, I'm going to read 7 through 9. So be patient. And I'm going to read the Amplified Classic. So it reads, God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall mount guard over your hearts, minds in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think on, weigh, and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. That right there, my friends, this will help you in so much when it comes to your mind. And this, I think a lot of us need to really work on and actually act on the word when it's coming to whatever is true, whatever is worthy. We need to think on all of these things. And then in lastly, verse 9, it says, practice what you have learned and receive and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living on it. And the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you. There we go, guys. He will be with us. I was going through a pretty difficult time in my heart this Christmas Eve. The subject is private, but what I want to focus on is how I was able to overcome what I actually thought would take much needed time or counsel, which is fine, but you know, I thought it was pretty deep. So I knew I was praying to God and I'm like, God, help me in this. I don't even know how I'm going to get over this. And so during all of this on our ride home, I was reminded by Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, of this actual very podcast. I started thinking of my notes that I had written down at that very moment. And I said to myself, the only person I can change is me. Right away, I snapped out of it and I smiled and said in my thoughts, wow, the wisdom to know the difference is this. I do have a choice and I can't change anyone but myself. And I decided to do just that. And I know it seems black and white to some of you, but I was battling a lot of negative beliefs and pre-existing experiences that were trying to resurface this year. And I was very cloudy minded that evening as well. So it was not black and white in, you know, in my little situation. So after I snapped out of it, I turned the Christmas music back on and started making conversation and was able to have peace and wisdom within 15 minutes. Whoa, that right there, I actually thought about it all night and I was talking to Patrick about my experience and I was like, God is so good. So it was awesome. Anyway, in short, be very aware of your thoughts, what comes in and what is influencing your thoughts and what comes out. What you change and the wisdom to know the difference between what you can change or bend is you. Things you can change are your reactions, your thoughts, attitudes, and responses, and allow the word of God to direct your next steps. Well, guys, I hope this blessed you. I hope this message motivated you. And all I want to say, guys, Happy New Year. Goodbye.